I finished the final review of a 3404-07 word book in 2 days. I read every word. I edited it. I checked the stories, the argument, the research, the notes, the voice, all of it. I decided what stayed and what did not. And this is the part that has me so excited. My AI co-author was so on point that the final review took 2 days. Not because I handed over authorship, not because I lowered the standard, not because I typed one magical prompt and a finished book fell out. It happened because the AI had been context trained. The book proved its own method while we made it. Settle in. I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned 7 figures doing it, and I created context training, the human skill of teaching AI your world so it can stop guessing and start doing useful work. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. This week, I've been in meetings. I've been in webinars. I've had conversations with people who are trying to figure out what AI is supposed to mean for their actual lives and work. And I keep hearing versions of the same questions. How do I start? How do I get it to stay consistent? How do I get AI to sound like me? What should I even use it for? How do I know which tool to choose? How do I stop spending so much time going back and forth with it? Sometimes the person asking is brand new. Sometimes they have been using these tools every day for years. The experience level changes. The frustration underneath it does not. They know AI can do more. They are pretty sure they could be using it better. But every blank chat feels like another place where they have to explain themselves from the beginning. That is exactly what I made context training to solve. Context training is the human skill of teaching AI your world so it can stop guessing and start doing useful work. That means teaching it what is true, what matters, what it may do, and how you will correct it when it gets you wrong. It is not about finding the perfect prompt. Prompts still matter, but a prompt is the assignment for today. It should not have to carry your entire history, your voice, your audience, your standards, your current priorities, and every correction you have ever made. If you keep writing the same 6 paragraphs at the beginning of every request, the long prompt is trying to tell you something. That repeated information needs a home. Your foundation holds what AI needs to know across the work. A skill teaches it how to do one repeated job. Your prompt tells it what you need today. That is the difference between opening a blank chat with a stranger and working with a system that already knows the assignment. And I got to watch that difference happen across this entire book. The idea for writing a book started years ago. In August 2025, I decided I would write one. In May 2026, I decided I would write one this year. In July, I decided it would be this book. It releases September 4. The pre-order is open now. The ebook is $2.99, and I will come back to why I made that choice because the price is part of what I want this book to do. So no, I did not write this book in 2 days. The path from deciding on this book to a finished, author-approved manuscript took less than 60 days. The final word-by-word review took 2 days. The context behind it took years. That context included my podcast transcripts, newsletters, voice notes, business records, graduate work, research, conversations, stories, worldview, decisions, and corrections. It included the times I said, "That does not sound like me." It included the times an AI made something smoother and I said, "No, you stripped the originality and flavor out of it." It included the distinctions that matter to me, what I believe AI should take off our hands, what I believe has to remain human, what I will claim, what I will not claim, what evidence is strong enough to publish, what kind of future I am trying to help people build. That is why the AI co-author could be so good. It was not guessing who I might be based on the average book in this category. It had years of material showing who I actually am, what I have actually lived, and how I think. The AI helped retrieve and compare that material. It helped test the structure. It drafted and revised under my direction. It traced claims back to sources. It caught contradictions. It supported the production work that turns a manuscript into an actual book. I chose the argument. I supplied the lived experience. I challenged the framework. I decided what stayed. I corrected the facts and the voice when the work missed me. That is co-authorship to me. It is not pretending the machine did nothing. It clearly did a lot. It is also not pretending the machine can decide what my life means or what I am willing to put under my name. Context training shortened the path from thought to finished work. It did not remove responsibility. That matters because people keep framing the AI conversation as if the only two choices are doing every part by hand or pressing a button and accepting whatever comes back. Those are not the only choices. You can direct a capable system. You can give it rich source material. Instead of asking it to invent a version of you, you can set rules before the work begins. You can check what it does against a standard you can actually name. You can correct the work and then teach the source. So the same correction helps the next result. That is the context training loop. Say what you need, show what matters, check the work, teach what it missed. That loop is simple on purpose. I want somebody opening AI for the first time to be able to use it tonight. I also want the person who has been in these tools every day for years to finally understand why impressive outputs are not turning into consistent work. Let me give you an example you can use before this episode ends. Choose one real thing you already need to do. Keep it low stakes. Maybe it is an email, a presentation outline, the plan for your week, the next steps after a meeting, or an idea you cannot seem to organize. Open a voice memo or press the microphone inside the AI tool you already use. Start with, "Here is what I am trying to do." Then talk for a few minutes. Who is it for? What do they need? Why does it matter? What have you already decided? What would a useful result look like? What limit does the AI need to respect? Is there an example that would help it understand? You do not have to say it in the perfect order. Ramble. Remember something halfway through. Correct yourself. Say the same idea twice if that is how you get to what you actually mean. The mess is useful because the knowledge in your head rarely arrives as a polished document. Then give the memo or transcript to your AI and say this. First, tell me in 5 short bullets what you heard me say. Point out anything you are unsure about instead of guessing. Then create a first version using the details, priorities, examples, and language for my voice memo. Keep the language plain. At the end, list any guesses or assumptions you made. Now check the result. Find the first place where you think, "That is not what I meant." Correct it out loud. Tell the AI what it misunderstood and ask it to try again. Then save one correction that is likely to matter next time. It might be, "When I write to an existing client, warmth and clarity matter more than sounding impressive." That one sentence is the beginning of your context foundation. You just said what you needed, showed what mattered, checked the work, and taught what it missed. You did not need to pick the one perfect AI company first. You did not need to understand every model. You did not need to build a technical system before you could begin. You started with your world. That is another reason I am so excited for people to have this book. I hear people ask which tool they should choose, and I understand why. Tools matter. Their capabilities change quickly. I use several of them myself. But ChatGPT does not own your way of thinking. Claude does not own your business. Gemini does not own your standards. Whatever tool becomes popular next does not get to become the only place where your work knows who you are. Rent the tool. Own the context. When your foundation is portable, you can take it into the tool that fits the work. You do not have to rebuild yourself every time the ranking changes. The book was made to be useful that way too. You can read it straight through. You can begin with the voice memo exercise and get a result today. If your electronic book format and AI tool support uploads, you can bring the book into ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, Perplexity, DeepSeek, or whatever system you already use and ask it to help you build your first context foundation. Tell it to interview you one question at a time. Let it use the book's four-part loop to help you say what you need, show what matters, check what it understood, and save the corrections that should guide future work. The book should meet you where you are. If this is the first AI book you ever pick up, you should be able to understand it. If you have been working with AI every day for years, it should give language and structure to the part that still has not clicked. I did not want the answer to these questions locked inside a high-ticket engagement. If you have listened to this podcast or read the newsletter for any length of time, you know I give a lot away. That is intentional. Useful knowledge should be usable before somebody can afford to hire me. Organizations can bring me in to help a group apply context training together. A room full of people needs shared definitions, clear authority, current sources, real examples, and a way to correct what the system gets wrong. That is deeper work, and the workshops are built for it. But the basic human skill should not be gatekept. The ebook is $2,999. The print edition will cost more because it has to be physically made and delivered. I set the electronic version at $2,099 because I want this method in as many hands as possible. I want the people who are usually brought into a technology conversation last to benefit from this one early. I want the person who cannot spend thousands of dollars on training to have a real place to start. I want the professional who knows her work but has been made to feel behind because she does not speak in technical language to see that her knowledge is the valuable part. I want the business owner who is spending more time correcting AI than the tasks would have taken by hand to understand how to stop starting over. I want the experienced user with 10 tools and no shared foundation to finally have one place where the work knows what is true, because context training is an advantage. It helps you get better work without giving more of your life to the tool. It helps you turn what you know into something your team and your systems can use. It helps you keep your work portable when the technology changes. And as AI systems get more capable of acting, it helps you decide what they may do and where a person still has to say yes. This is not about making a chatbot imitate your favorite phrases. It is about structuring intelligence. It is about teaching the system which information matters more, which source is current, what good means here, what it should never guess, and how the work becomes better after a correction. That is what made a 34,407 word book possible.
in less than 60 days. That is what made the final two-day review feel like review instead of rescue. And that is what makes me believe this book can genuinely help people. I am not excited because AI made a lot of words quickly. We already know it can do that. I am excited because I read every one of those words and recognized the book I was trying to make. I recognize my life. I recognize the argument. I recognize the questions I keep hearing from people. I recognize the practical path from I know I could be using this better to I know how to direct this now. That is the standard, not output. Useful work that belongs. The book releases September 4th. The pre-order link is in the show notes. When you get it, don't worry about performing what a serious reader is supposed to do. Read it straight through if that serves you. Start with the voice memo exercise if you need a result first. Load it into the AI tool you use. If that helps you turn the ideas into your own context foundation, use it. Then tell me what changed. Tell me what clicked. Tell me where you disagreed. Tell me what your AI understood after you gave it a real piece of your world. Once you've read it and used it, leave an honest book review. I want to know whether it actually helped, because I didn't write this book to sit on a shelf and prove I wrote a book. I wrote it to be used. This Sunday in the newsletter, I'm going to give you the voice memo exercise in a format you can save and use. Wednesday is where we talk through the idea. Sunday is where you can put it to work. The podcast comes out once a week on Wednesday. The newsletter continues every Sunday. One strong idea, then a place to practice it. Here's where I want to leave you. Stop asking AI to guess your world. Teach it. Say what you need. Show what matters. Check the work. Teach what it missed. That's more money, because the knowledge sitting in your head can become a stronger proposal, a better client deliverable, a finished book, or the next piece of work somebody can actually buy from you. That's more time, because you stop explaining your voice, priorities, standards, and history to a blank chat every time you begin. And that's more options. Because when the context belongs to you, your work can move into the next tool, the next project, or the next season without losing what makes it yours. Pre-order context training for 2Born D9 at the link in the show notes. If this episode gave you a clearer place to begin, rate the show and leave a review. It helps this free education reach more people. Then send this episode to the person who keeps saying AI doesn't sound like them or knows they could be using it better, but has no idea where to start. This is where they start. The book proved the method while we made it. Now I can't wait to see what you make with it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.